Chapter 3, The Fire of God. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verses from memory, discuss spiritual parallels of the benefit of natural fire, define the fire of God, summarize what the Bible teaches about the fire of Pentecost, identify purposes of the fire of God, explain how to experience the fire of God. Key verses, 2 Chronicles 7, 1-3. And when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement, and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Introduction. In chapter 2, you examine the biblical basis of mobilization, learning that God moves through mobilized people, whether they be many or few. This chapter is the first of several focusing on spiritual factors that mobilize the people of God. In this and the next few lessons, you will study the fire of God, the glory of God, and the worship of God. Pause now and review again the key verses for this lesson, 2 Chronicles 7, 1-3. You will note the fire of God fell first, then the glory of God was revealed, and finally the people of God entered into true worship. The fire of God, the glory of God, and true worship are all spiritual forces that mobilize and equip God's people for action. Natural fire. There are many positive benefits of fire in the natural world. Fire provides energy and warmth. It is used to prepare food. Controlled burning of land provides ashes, which fertilize the ground to make better harvests. Fire consumes waste matter. It burns out impurities in gold and silver. Fire attracts people, which is evident from the crowd that always gathers when something is set ablaze. Fire kindles other fires, but it is the tendency of a fire to go out if it is not continuously fueled. A flickering flame that is almost out, however, can be fanned again into a brilliant fire. Spiritual fire. Natural fire is a parallel of spiritual fire. The fire of God provides energy for the work of God. It warms the cold, indifferent spirit. It results in spiritual food and abundant spiritual harvest. The fire of God consumes the waste of your life, working just as it does in gold and silver in the natural world to burn out the impurities. A man or woman set ablaze by God's fire attracts people to the message of the word. As natural fire, spiritual fire kindles other fires. A believer burning with a passion for the lost and demonstrating the power of God soon ignites the lives of those around him. But as the fire in the natural world, spiritual fire must be continuously fueled. Was there a time when you were once more spiritually ablaze for God than you are today? A flickering flame that is almost out can be fanned again into a brilliant fire. Just as God supplied the fire for the altar of burnt offering, he supplies his fire from heaven to touch your soul. But you have the responsibility of keeping the flame burning. Leviticus 9:24, 2 Chronicles 7:11. You are spiritually combustible. Your spiritual nature is created to be set ablaze by the Spirit of God. This is our prayer for you as you study this lesson, Ablaze for God. God and fire. The Bible speaks often of the fire of God. Deuteronomy 4:24, For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. Hebrews 12:29, For our God is a consuming fire. Men of Bible times who had visions of God record that his appearance was like a fire. Ezekiel 8:2, Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his loins, even downward fire, and from his loins even upward, as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. Daniel 7:9 and Daniel 10:6. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. Revelation 1:14. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. See also Revelation 3:18, Revelation 19:12, and Psalms 18:8-12. What is the fire of God? When we speak of the fire of God, we are not talking about natural fire. Jesus said in Luke 12:49, I am come to send fire on the earth, and what will I, if it be already kindled? What is the fire of God? When we speak of the fire of God, we are speaking of the fire of Pentecost, which in the first outpouring of the Holy Spirit was actually visually demonstrated, Acts 2:3-4. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. The fire of God is the fire of the Pentecostal experience. It is a fire that will loose your tongue to speak. It is a fire that will empower you to fulfill the Great Commission, Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, unto the uttermost part of the earth. Jesus said in Matthew 3:11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The fire of Pentecost. Here are some facts about this Pentecostal fire. It is kindled by God. Repeatedly in the Word, God says, I will kindle a fire. See Jeremiah 21:14, Jeremiah 22:7, Jeremiah 49:27, Jeremiah 50:32, Amos 1:14, Amos 2:2-5. The fire of God is not emotionalism. It is not kindled by fast music or loud preaching. It is kindled and set ablaze by God. The fire of Pentecost is kindled by God himself. Acts 2:16-18. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit. It is fuelless. Read the story of Moses and the burning bush in Exodus 3. This was a natural example of a great spiritual truth. The fire of God ignored the fuel potential of the bush and continued to burn. The miracle is not in the burning bush as much as it is in the fuelless fire. Moses knew from his experience in killing the Egyptian that he could never trust his own emotions or power for the spiritual work to which God had called him. In the burning bush, God illustrated that his fire burns without natural fuel. You may have tried and failed in the work of God, but the fire of God ignores the fuel of your natural talents and abilities. It is perpetual. God gives the fire, but you have a responsibility for keeping it burning. Leviticus 6:13. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. God wants you to fan the embers of your soul. He wants you to be set ablaze for the kingdom of God. It is related to his nature. The seven spirits of God are related to fire. Revelation 4:5. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. The seven spirits of God are 1. Truth, John 16:13; 2. Grace, Hebrews 10:29; 3. Life, Romans 8:2; 4. Adoption, Romans 8:15; 5. Holiness, Romans 1:4; 6. Wisdom and Revelation, Ephesians 1:17; 7. Glory, 1 Peter 4:14. When your life is touched by the fire of God, His Spirit of adoption works in you, His truth, grace, life, holiness, wisdom, and glory burn in your life. It is related to prayer. Read the story of Elijah on Carmel Mountain in 1 Kings 18. When Elijah prayed, the fire of God fell. If we ever want to experience the Pentecostal fire, we must learn to pray. In the upper room, believers prayed for days and then preached a 10-minute message. We pray 10 minutes and preach for hours and wonder why the fire of God does not fall. It is related to God's Word. God's Word is compared to fire. Jeremiah 23:29. Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord? Jeremiah 20:9. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Jeremiah 5:14. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. Revelation 3:18. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. Psalm 12:6. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. When the fire of God has touched your soul, His word will be like fire shut up in your bones. It will literally burn within you night and day. Read Jeremiah 36. In this story, the king tried to destroy the word of God, but found he could not stop the word of fire. It is related to atonement. The fire of God requires a holy vessel in which to burn. Every vessel used for fire in the tabernacle and temple was holy. You can only be holy as a cleansing fire of the atonement of Jesus Christ burns in your life. The relation of the fire to the atonement of Jesus was illustrated when Aaron stood between the living and the dead. Numbers 16:46. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a censer and put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly unto the congregation, and make an atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from the Lord, the plague is begun. Purposes of the fire of God. As you study the following purposes of the fire of God, you will easily understand why this spiritual fire is so important in motivating and mobilizing. It empowers your ministry. You are chosen by God in the midst of the fires of affliction. You are empowered by God to fulfill your ministry through His consuming fire. Isaiah 64:2. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, and to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. Isaiah 48:10. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Psalm 104:4. Who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. It indicates God's presence. The symbol of natural fire was always used to indicate the presence of God in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy 4:12, and the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. Exodus 40:38, for the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and a fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. The spiritual fire of God burning in your soul also indicates his presence. Your ministry is validated by the presence of God. It provides guidance. When people are mobilized for the work of the Lord, they must have direction. The fire of God is a symbol of the direction he provides for his people. Exodus 13:21-22. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night, from before the people. Numbers 14:14. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of cloud, and in a pillar of fire by night. See also Nehemiah 9:12-19, Psalm 78:14, and Psalm 105:39. Deuteronomy 1:33. Who went in the way before you, to search you out a place to pitch your tents in fire by night, to show you by what way ye should go, and in a cloud by day. It cleanses and refines. In Old Testament times, fire was used to destroy anything unholy. Anything affected by leprosy was to be burned in the fire, Leviticus 13:52. Idols were to be burned in the fire, Deuteronomy 7:5-25, Deuteronomy 9:21, Deuteronomy 12:3, 1 Chronicles 14:12, Isaiah 37:19, Jeremiah 43:13, Micah 1:7. The spoil of the enemy was to be burned, Deuteronomy 13:16. God's fire in the life of a believer is also a refining one, burning out unholiness, Isaiah 54:16. Behold, I have created this smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, Zechariah 13:9. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Malachi 3:2. He is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. If you are to be used of God, you must have the impurities burned out of your life. If you refuse this refining process, you will be like a reprobate, refuse, silver which is no good. Jeremiah 6:28-30. They are all grievous revolters, walking with slanderers. They are brass and iron. They are all corruptors. The bellows are burned. The lead is consumed of the fire. The founder melteth in vain, for the wicked are not plucked away. Reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord hath rejected them. It separates. Fire is used in the separation process, both in the natural and spiritual worlds. Numbers 31:23. Everything that may abide the fire, ye shall make it go through the fire, and it shall be clean. Nevertheless, it shall be purified with the water of separation, and all that abideth not the fire, ye shall make go through the water. Isaiah 5:24. The fire devours the stubble, the flame consumes the chaff. Matthew 3:10. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit, repentance. See also Matthew 7:19 and Matthew 13:40-42. John 15:6. If a man not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and it is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. When you are truly mobilized for God, You are separated from sin and the things of this world. You are set apart for His purposes and the work of the kingdom. It tries. God's fire is a trying fire. The fire tries your faith in God, 1 Peter 1:7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. The fire also tries your work for God. 1 Corinthians 3:13-15. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work, of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Wood, hay, and stubble above the ground are burned by fire. Gold and silver beneath the ground are not destroyed by fire. Everything you do that is visible and for show before man is a work that will be destroyed by the fire of God. A true work of lasting value is often not seen and honored by men. It demonstrates approval. Read the story of the rebellion of Korah in Numbers 16. When the fire fell, it consumed the rebellious people and demonstrated God's approval upon His chosen leaders. In 2 Kings 1:10-14, Elijah was verified as a man of God when the fire of God came down and consumed the captains and their men. Although God may not send actual physical fire to demonstrate His approval, the spiritual fire of God that rests upon your life and ministry demonstrates His approval. It demonstrates God's power. Review again the story of Elijah on Mount Carmel in 1 Kings 18. In this case, God's power was demonstrated in an actual fire. God may not demonstrate His power in an actual fire as you minister, but He will demonstrate the fire spiritually. As people witness the word of power and the signs following, they will acknowledge the one true and living God. It is a spiritual weapon. The fire of God is a spiritual weapon. Exodus 14:24. And it came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians. Deuteronomy 9:3. Understand therefore this day, that the Lord thy God is He which goeth over before thee. As a consuming fire, He shall destroy them. He shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord hath said unto thee. Psalm 50:3. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before Him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about Him. Psalm 46:9. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. The enemy has a consuming fire set to destroy all that is good and pure in your life. Just as you fight fire with fire in the natural world by setting a backfire, you also fight the fire of the enemy with the spiritual fire of God. Ezekiel 39:9-10. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrow, and the hand staves and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years, so that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest, for they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoiled them, and rob those that rob them, saith the Lord. The fire of God quenches the enemy's fire. Psalm 118:12. They compassed me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Psalm 140, 10. Let the burning of coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again. Proverbs 25:22, For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. Psalm 97:3, A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. Psalm 106:18, And a fire was kindled in their company, the flame burned up the wicked. Even as Paul the Apostle did in the natural world, we must spiritually shake off the attack of the enemy into the fire of God. Acts 28:3, And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. It was said of the men and women of faith in Hebrews 11 that they quenched the violence of fire. See Hebrews 11:34. How to experience the fire of God? Here is how you can experience and continuously maintain the fire of God in your life. Be born again. Because the fire of God is a spiritual fire, you must experience it with your spiritual being. This means you must first be born again by repenting of your sins and accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You have learned that the fire of God is related to the Pentecostal experience of baptism in the Holy Spirit. Harvest Time International Network has a course entitled The Ministry of the Holy Spirit, which will guide you to experience this Holy Spirit baptism. Let the fire refine your life. Just as natural fire burns out impurities in gold and silver, the fire of God will consume the impurities in your spiritual life. In order to continually experience the fire of God's power, you must permit the fire of God to do this cleansing work. When you resist the fire that burns out these impurities, it is like pouring water on a natural fire. The flame is extinguished. Kindle other fires. In the natural world, a fire grows in scope and intensity as it kindles other fires around it. The same is true in the spiritual world. If you want to continue to experience the fire of God, you must be active in igniting others around you. You can do this by fulfilling the Great Commission and sharing the gospel with others. Fire attracts people, which is evident from the crowd that always gathers when something is set ablaze. Let the fire of God within you kindle, attract, and kindle the spiritual flame of others. Continuously fuel the fire. In the natural world, it is the tendency of a fire to go out if it is not continuously fueled. The same is true in the spiritual world. You must continuously fuel spiritual fire by prayer and study of God's Word. A flickering flame that is almost out can be fanned again into a brilliant fire. The fire, the glory, and worship. The fire of God is related to the glory of God. Zechariah 2:5, For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire around about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Exodus 24:17, And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. See also Deuteronomy 5:24. First Samuel 10:16, Under his glory he shall kindle a burning like the burning of a fire. Isaiah 4:5, For upon all the glory shall be a defense. Isaiah 24:15, Wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fires, even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the isles of the sea. Fire and glory of God are also related to worship. Note that fire, glory, and worship occur in that order. 2 Chronicles 7:1-3. And when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement, and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. We cannot be mobilized for the work of the ministry by cheap emotionalism. It must be the true fire of the living God. We cannot be mobilized by the glory of self, man, or this world. We must be mobilized by the glory of God. We cannot worship in cold formality. Our worship must be endued with the fire and glory of God. Fire, glory, and worship in that order.